The Victorian Labor government, this Daniel Andrews, has upped the ante in its bid to have the United Firefighters Union, militant left wing, take control of the volunteers. 60,000. They get paid nothing. They were responsible for saving lives during the Black Saturday bushfires. The Victorian Country Fire Authority. On Friday, Andrews completed the sacking of the authority's nine-member board. You might recall way back when the election was on, in Victoria's state election, and I was with Richo and Jones on the television program, and I bet him $100 that Andrews wouldn't win the election, you might remember. So he put his $100 up and I put my $100 up anyway. The election was conducted and Andrews became Premier. And the next Tuesday we're on air and he said, well, where's your $100? I said, what for? Well, he said, Andrews won the election. Where? I said. Oh, stop, what are you carrying on about in Victoria? I said, no, Andrews didn't win the election. The CFMEU won the election and they'll run Victoria. I'm not paying my $100. And here we are. The Victorian Country Fire Authority Chief Executive Lucinda Nolan resigned on Friday rather than sign a proposed enterprise agreement giving the union de facto control over the volunteer firefighters. The Andrews government has handpicked five members to be part of the new board, a precondition for selection, support for the enterprise agreement. The chairman of the board is Greg Smith, a former Fair Work Commissioner. Another hand-picked board member is Simon Weir, a former partner at Labor and union-aligned law firm Slater & Gordon. Four more new board members will be chosen by rank-and-file country fire authorities, the volunteers, but those four will be outvoted by the five government stooges. Now, if I was running the government of Australia in this election with 2 weeks to go, I would call a press conference and take my whole front bench to Victoria and say, this is a metaphor of the Australia you'll get if you're going to vote for the other people. I'd take the whole lot of them down there. Here we've got, I mean, there's an injunction preventing the volunteer board from signing the enterprise agreement unless volunteers are consulted, and that's in place till the 22nd of June in the middle of this week. But this has got to be a game changer, hasn't it? One unnamed Labor source said last week, this row is killing Labor in Victoria. This is enough to tip anyone who's wavering. Now, Bill Shorten's a former union boss, naturally, has to be silent about this. He's as much a servant of the union as Daniel Andrews. Now, goodness me, is this a game changer? On this issue alone, the Labor Party does not deserve to win any election.